This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Thanks for streaming WSOY on NowDecatur.com. This stream is presented by Hickory Point Bank, Invested. Their investment in Decatur is an investment in everyone who calls Decatur home.
Commercial spokesperson J.C. Foltz, and that means getting checkups and the appropriate screenings for various forms of cancer. Unfortunately, it is a risk that comes with the job. Foltz says another vital component is a proper decontamination process after a fire, which can greatly reduce the transmission of carcinogens. A new report is highlighting the success of a recent law that helps service members obtain their state professional license more quickly. The law expedites the process of getting licensed in Illinois for occupations like physician, nurse, unarmed security guard, and cosmetologist. This is so important for active duty members and their spouses, says State Department of Financial and Professional Regulation Secretary Mario Trejo. The department helped 862 service members and their spouses through the licensure process last year, tripling the amount that took advantage of the initiative during the first year in 2020. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
It's time to go. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's the message from the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine.
If you're an American in Ukraine, it's time to get out now.
That's Fox's Steve Harrigan in Kiev, where they fear a Russian invasion.
If there is a Russian invasion, there won't be an opportunity to airlift people out. In the meantime, President Biden considering a range of options, including deploying as many as 3,000 to 5,000 military personnel in the Baltics and in Eastern Europe. This is a real shift in posture from just economic sanctions.
Our NATO allies may also send troops and are also deploying more ships and fighter jets to eastern Ukraine. More than half of Americans do not think the president is doing a good job on foreign policy or in general.
The latest Fox News poll has President Biden's approval rating at 43%. When asked about a choice for president in 2024, 60% of respondents say they'd vote for someone else, while 85% are worried about inflation and its effects.
Fox's Gernal Scott, a murder mystery in Milwaukee, where five bodies were found in a home.
The motive and information regarding any involved suspects is not known to us right now.
Assistant Police Chief Paul Formolo. It's the second day of searching in Houston, Texas for the gunman who shot a deputy constable at a traffic stop. While in New York, a police officer remains in critical condition, moved to a different hospital. Wilbert Mora was wounded Friday night. Another officer, Jason Rivera, was shot and killed.
Three NYPD officers responding to a 911 call from a woman who said she was fighting with her adult son, but she did not tell investigators anything about weapons being in that apartment. So two officers go in, they try to speak with this man, and that's when they say he opened fire.
Fox's Alexis McAdams, the third officer, shot and wounded the gunman. Opening statements are set for today at a federal trial related to George Floyd's much-protested death in Minneapolis. Three fired police officers accused of violating Floyd's civil rights. Derek Chauvin already pleaded guilty to that after that ex-officer was convicted of murdering Floyd. America's listening to Fox News.
When you fill your prescriptions at Walgreens, you can track the progress of your order in real time. Know the price of your prescriptions before you go to pick them up. And anytime you have questions, use Pharmacy Chat to ask an expert 24 hours a day. Help with your meds from Walgreens. Side effects may include breathing a little easier because your prescription stress melted away. Learn more on the Walgreens app.
This price isn't final. This is an estimated price based on your insurance coverage.
Run, walk, honor. The Tunnel to Towers 5K Run and Walk in New York City retraces FDNY firefighter Stephen Siller's final footsteps on 9/11. That single event has inspired more than 70 runs, walks, and climbs in different cities across the nation each year. Register for an event in your area or volunteer to start one. Do good and never forget by donating $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
You know, 5 months ago, our big story day after day was the chaotic U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan as the Taliban was taking over control of that country. Now, there are talks going on in Norway between Europeans and Taliban officials who want economic aid. They are demanding nearly $10 billion frozen by the U.S. and other Western countries.
The European Union says it has begun sending staff back to Afghanistan, re-establishing what it calls a minimal presence in the country. It's the first announcement of its kind by a Western power since the Taliban retook control of Afghanistan last summer. The EU says the move is not the same as formally recognizing the Taliban government. Instead, European officials are tasked with working on humanitarian aid. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange got a partial court victory today in London as he tries to appeal a UK ruling that opens the door for him to be sent to the US to stand trial on espionage charges. Though his appeal can go to the Supreme Court has to accept that first. He is wanted for WikiLeaks putting classified American documents online. Stocks could keep falling on Wall Street. Futures are down, so are most markets overseas, coming off three straight weeks of selling. Another fantastic finish in the NFL playoffs last night in Kansas City between the Chiefs and the Bills.
To the end zone for the win! He caught it! Ball game! Chiefs to the championship game!
Kansas City beat Buffalo 42-36 in overtime on CBS. Kansas City will play Cincinnati in the AFC title game. In the NFC, the LA Rams advanced to the championship game against San Francisco, beating Tampa Bay on a last-second field goal after Tom Brady and the Buccaneers rallied from down 27-3 to tie it. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Affect 50% of adults between 65 and 74, and the effects can start as early as age 55. Cataracts may be common, but that doesn't mean they can't be corrected. At Gailey Eye Clinic, we understand that every eye is slightly different in size, depth, and curvature. That's why we offer a customized, tailored treatment just for you. See the world clearly, the way it was meant to be. Schedule a consultation for cataract surgery at GaileyEyeClinic.com. Gailey Eye Clinic, focused on you.
Good morning. Here's a look at your WSOY three-day weather forecast. Today, we've got a slight chance of rain and snow up until noon. It's going to be mostly cloudy with a high near 40. And tonight, cloudy, then partly cloudy with a low around 9. And for Tuesday, sunny with a high of 20, wind chill values as low as -3. And Wednesday, sunny with a high of 20. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 27 degrees. Your WSOY time is 6:06.
All right, what did I learn over the weekend? We had four football games that one just kept topping the other after the other after the other, and Ozark comes back, and the FBI agent's still pregnant, and the kids are like 4 years older. Observations, next.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
So you're with me on the Ozark thing. Jonah, the kid, right, from Ozark, looks like he's 30 now, and Maya, the FBI agent, is still in her pregnancy. These are the little things that you're supposed to ignore when a show goes away for like 3 years.
Doesn't make sense.
Well, I mean, it makes sense in that they're just picking up where the story right. left off, but there's been so much time in between that you go, who is that? That's Jonah? Oh, my God.
Is a big boy now.
He's 18 in real life.
I haven't watched it, but I've seen people talking about what you're talking about.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, picks up and we're not, I'm not going to do any spoilers or anything like that, but it was back with a vengeance. I'm sorry. Yes.
Is it as good?
It's really good. That show is just well done. And I think because of a lot of factors, including COVID, which, you know, impacted everything, it just had a huge delay in coming back. So it hit, they're doing it in two halves, I guess, like 7 and 7 episodes or something like that. So the first half is available on Netflix. And man, can we talk football? If you didn't get your fill of football this weekend and watch some of the most incredible games ever, I believe, in the history of NFL playoffs, you just weren't trying.
It was quite the weekend. I mean, upsets and almost
the Bills
upsets.
Chiefs
and,
game, oh, what, Lindsay even enjoyed it. I mean, she hates football. And that game was just that kind of game. And I was happy for the Bengals. I have no idea why. I don't have anything against the Titans. I mean, it's not like a love-hate thing. I was happy. You know, you and I worked a game in Cincinnati one time with our buddy Jim Kimmons, and it's a fun place, and they haven't had this kind of success in a long, 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 long time. And so I was rooting for them. I'm not a Jimmy G fan, you know, because of the whole Brady, you know, thing, but I was absolutely rooting for him against Aaron Rodgers, and the Packers. And so I was happy there. The Rams should have won that game. I mean, I was rooting obviously for Tom Brady and the Bucks. Tom Brady did everything he was supposed to do as Tom Brady, came back and they were down, what, 20-3 came back and tied the game with not at all, hardly anything on the clock, and the defense, as they did all game, screwed that up. But the Rams deserved to win that game. They should have probably won that game by 20 points.
You're right on all counts so far.
All right. I mean, just their fumbles, their miscues, all of that. So I was unhappy but happy. That game turned out the way it probably should have. And then the Bills and Chiefs, and I don't have a dog in this fight. I love both of these quarterbacks. I love both of the stories of the tradition. I knew Beth Newhoff was at home, you know, screaming her lungs out, you know, for Kansas City. That game was just maybe the best postseason football game I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, you got to love Mahomes. I mean, that guy, I mean, they're two great quarterbacks, no doubt about it. But Mahomes, year after year, he's the next Tom Brady.
Yeah, I know. When you say Mahomes, the Davis, that wide receiver for the Bills, had 4 touchdowns in a postseason game. It's never been done before, ever.
Yeah, Josh Allen can throw the ball,
and they
too.
Lost. And that game just turned into like, oh my God. I mean, how can this go
over
down to the wire?
20 points in the last minute of that game.
And then it comes down to a coin toss. And that's what it always, because Lindsay was asking last night, she never watches football. So she was like, okay, so they do a coin toss? I'm like, yeah, they do a coin toss. Well, that seems very, you know, can be very unfortunate for the other team. I'm like, well, that's football.
And there was a school of thought that they made the wrong decision on.
I'm sorry.
The decision on the coin toss was the announcer was saying was Romo said it was the wrong decision.
Why?
He said that that they should have not let Kansas City have the ball.
Oh yeah, Buffalo. Right. I mean, listen, in a game like that, I mean, are there wrong decisions or are there just great players that are doing great things that just keep one upping each other, you know, left and right? I mean, for them to even get into the overtime, you know, with that incredible, you know, few seconds left on the clock, all of that. So 3 of the first 4 games end in a walk-off field goal, right? I mean, the exact same scenario, which is about as good as it gets in football. You know, walk-off home run in the 9th inning is great in baseball, but that field goal, whether it's any kind of length or just a chip shot, to be able to do that with seconds left on the clock to win the game, that's incredible. So 3 of 4 games ended that way. And then the 4th was even better than all the other 3 combined.
Yeah, even the 4th could have ended that way. But as it turned out, they tied it up with a field goal. And had he made his extra point kick, which he should never have missed, that game would have been over there.
Yeah, could have, would have, should have, right? You know, that all of those games were full of that kind of thing. The Rams missed it was all over the place.
Think about how many hours was invested in watching football this weekend. It's got to be at least 16, maybe 17.
I would say that that is exactly right. You know, as I do, though, how little time is actually spent playing the game. And you never know it more than when you're working the sidelines of an NFL game, just exactly how much of all those hours you watched, how much real football did you see?
60 minutes.
No. I mean, you see 60, the clock. I'm talking about how actually, this is worth going back for, okay? Because it is absolutely amazing to me how many minutes are actually spent playing, you know, when you watch the action. Because the clock winds whether they're playing or not in a lot of cases, right? So you're not watching 60 minutes of actual football.
Yeah, that's fair.
Well, it's documented. If you look at all the sports, like if you go to a Major League Baseball game, if you go to an NFL game, if you go to a National Basketball Association game, how many minutes are actually spent?
It's an unbelievably low number.
Of course it is.
Is it like 8 minutes or no? Is it like 18 minutes?
All right. So how much actual time when you're watching an NFL game is spent in action, meaning the players are actually in the middle of a play? Nick Smith?
Let's see here. If it's 5 seconds per play, there's 100, 200, I would say 1,000 seconds. So that comes out to about probably about 16 minutes.
Okay, Kevin?
Well, I'll go with 18.
Okay. Now, are we doing the Price is Right rules?
$1, Brian, 1 minute.
All right, so you watch an NFL game. What is the average time consume? I mean,
it's 3 hour window is okay. What they block it for, and it'll go over by a few minutes sometimes, but it's 12 to 3 for us.
Okay, so an NFL average game is, as you just mentioned, around 3 hours, and you actually have 12 minutes on average of actual play.
Wow!
Think about that.
Yeah.
And you don't notice it on TV because of the timeouts and the way they use. And you don't even really notice, as much in the stands because of the interactive scoreboards and the things that are going on and the entertainment they do in between. But when you're down on the sidelines, like our buddy Jimmy Kimmins, you know, you're not doing 12 minutes. You're running up and down that field because as they get set to kick off, you're moving, you know, from one end of the field down to the other end of the field. But you do realize just how much time is standing around talking.
Oh, yeah. And I know when I used to work those games in that fourth quarter, I'd be watching that clock. And I guess even when it got down to the 2 minute warning, you still had about 20 minutes of game left. Mm-hmm. I mean, it took forever. And then I dreaded those playoffs when they went into overtimes. Any game that went into overtime, it's exhausting. All the work that's being done on those sidelines with all the equipment being moved and all the various people. I bet for a playoff game, they had at least 225 people working for CBS.
So when you think about the broadcast, as exciting as those games were, right? About 90% of the time you're watching, there's no football.
That's interesting. I mean, they package it very well.
They absolutely. That's why Tony Romo makes the money he makes, or Jim Nantz makes the money. I mean, seriously, or the sideline reporters or whoever it might be. It's just crazy when you think about it that way.
No, it is. It's you got to hand it to the NFL. What a production. I mean.
Well, I don't know. Listen, yes, but you got to hand it to the teams and the players. That's who made yesterday and Saturday so exciting.
Yeah, but that's all part of the NFL. And for you to have four games that good, you definitely had the best teams. The way it worked out in the playoffs this year, you had parity and you had sensationalism and you had all the star power you wanted.
Yeah, I know. But, man, the drama, and people have to play, right? I mean, everyone has to play. Your guy with the Rams, you were talking about him, you know, coming
Stafford.
Third. You know, he had a game, you know, where he got it done. And that wasn't the case, you know, in Detroit. And you can talk about the team around him and all that. But everybody had to step up and do their thing, including the Bengals, who I am now rooting for officially because I don't have anybody in this.
Hard not to like Joe Burrow.
Yeah. I'm not sure about that jacket he was wearing in the post-game press conference. I don't know what the hell that thing is. But, yes, and he's got enough cocky to, like, okay, I'm going to root for this guy now. And they haven't had it for so long.
What is he, 21 years old?
Probably. Is that right?
I don't know. 22, something like that. He's a second-year player.
He's impressive. So, big question is, will Aaron Rodgers be back? I don't think so.
The big question for who? At this point, I'm so done with Aaron Rodgers as a football player, as a human being. Tom Brady, I don't know. You know, he said he's going to take some time.
No chance he's not coming back.
Oh, I would agree with that.
He'll fall just short of Aaron Rodgers for MVP voting.
I don't know. Well, I have some thoughts on that. There may be Aaron Rodgers might have, whether he deserves it or not, might have talked himself out of the MVP. We'll see if there's any fallout for some, even the recent stuff. We'll find out. I mean, he just sounds more and more every day like one of these guys at a rally somewhere, maybe not getting arrested. I mean, we'll see. I think if Brady had won, they ended up at a championship game, they go to a Super Bowl, maybe. No chance losing the way they lost.
No chance of him leaving.
Yeah, no. He's too competitive. He got his first unsportsmanlike conduct penalty in the history of his career on Sunday.
He was right.
He was. You know what? Everybody whines about Brady being whiny about getting hit, but in that case, he was absolutely right.
Boy, you look at his situation. What more can he accomplish? He's on
the other Super Bowl. I mean, that's just the way he looks at it. I'm not saying that's right. I'm just telling you that's the way he goes about his business. And they were there. I mean, they were right there to the end.
He could hop on a white horse and go off into the sunset and everybody say, he's given us everything you'd ever want in football.
Yeah, and how many greats do that?
Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning was forced to because of health. After that neck injury, I mean, he was in a lot of pain and couldn't throw a football. I mean, he was forced out. I don't know that Peyton Manning would have made the same decision that he made if he was in Tom Brady's health.
Maybe Drew Brees?
Drew Brees, maybe. Yeah.
Barry Sanders,
but I don't
Calvin
know that Drew
Johnson.
Brees is going to be considered.
He's top five.
But top five isn't the greatest of all time. I'm talking about Muhammad Ali, Michael Jordan.
He's the only one.
Walter Payton. You give me the list of names of the greats that knew when to hang it up.
Did Joe Namath?
No. Play for the Rams.
Huh?
Went and played for the Rams at the end of his career.
I couldn't remember. Well, the only thing is about Brady is at some point you got to wonder how important is your health?
But his health is good. That's the thing.
I'm talking about getting hurt.
No, I know that. But if you've played this long, right, you got to feel a little bit, not invulnerable, but, this guy's been playing at this level at this amount of time. That's really not, I don't think, at the top of his list.
You see how many times he got sacked?
Yeah.
He got hit hard. If he didn't have his offensive line, he's ripe to get hurt.
Yes. That's just any quarterback in the NFL.
I know, but he's 45.
Yeah. 44. We'll see. I'm not rooting one way or the other. Whatever makes him happy makes me happy. It was just fun to watch him at the top of his game, watch the Rams at the top of their game, and watch all that. Now, here's the question. Are you rooting for the Rams? We get the second Super Bowl in a row where the home team gets the home field advantage. I mean, that's never happened until last year. We might have it now 2 years in a row.
No. I would never root for the Rams.
Why?
Because Kroenke took him out of St. Louis.
Were you upset about that?
Absolutely.
Were you even a Rams fan?
Yeah, I went to all the playoffs.
That's
the definition of like not a fan. You only went to the playoff games.
Well, I went to a lot of the season games too.
I didn't know you were all these years. I've never known you were a Rams fan.
You're paying dearly.
Oh, I get it.
So that's how committed I was.
So you're mad.
So
you're going to take it on Matt Stafford that the owner took him out of St. Louis.
He played him. They just got some money out of the deal, but he had no intentions of staying. He did St. Louis pretty bad.
I don't disagree, but I don't hold that. I mean, that to me is like over here, like expected behavior at that level. You know what I mean? Like the Colts, you couldn't root for the Colts then.
Some didn't.
No, I'm saying all these years later, you couldn't because of what they did to Baltimore.
Well, if I was a Baltimore fan, I probably would.
Okay.
But what kind of fan was I? When they were in the Super Bowl, we had a Rams shirt made. I was an R, Sue was an A. Susan Gulledge was an M, and Mike Gulledge was an S.
All right.
So how about that?
Okay.
Is that a fan?
Sure. When you make the Super Bowl, jump on the bandwagon fan kind of thing. Yeah, I guess so. How long ago was that, by the way?
Well, I don't like watching teams that don't win. I don't know, when was that?
And that stadium was so empty near the end when they were bad. You could get a ticket for a buck.
No, they didn't put a team up.
Yeah, it was
there was
bad.
No team. But when they had a decent team, couldn't get a ticket. I mean, St. Louis will support a team.
The fastest show on turf or whatever it was called with Kurt Warner and that. That was a fun team.
Marshall Faulk,
yeah,
remember him?
Absolutely.
Torrey?
But you're still mad about that, though.
Oh, well, yeah. Okay. I'm not going to root for the Rams.
All right, so you're rooting for the 49ers then?
I don't really care in that game.
Okay. What about the other side of it?
Oh, Kansas City all the way. Mm-hmm. I want Kansas City.
I just take the underdogs. If I don't have anybody in it, I'll always root for the underdogs. I have no idea why. I absolutely appreciate the greatness. Patrick Mahomes is unbelievable. But I'm going to go for the Bengals just because I don't have a vested interest in any of the four teams that are there.
Well, I'm a big Chris Collinsworth fan, so I would root for the Bengals because of him if Kansas City wasn't in it.
Who has the Super Bowl this year? What network?
NBC.
All right.
So Collinsworth will be doing it.
Got it. Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth. Yeah, there you have it. All right. This is way too much time in football. I bet it was a really great weekend. I mean, my fault. Look, I'm blaming myself.
It was the best weekend of football I can ever remember.
I think so, too. I don't remember having a four-game weekend quite like the four games that were played this weekend, ever. You can argue individually about any of the games, but to have all four of them end the way they ended, that was pretty amazing for fans.
Oh, yeah, and it wasn't some teams that squeaked in. It's all star power. It was all good.
And it was like just edge of your seat the entire time.
And young players, young coaches, this is the future being showcased.
Absolutely. They're in good shape for the next 10 years, the next decade with these young players. And the games were so good, they could have ended two or three of the crazy plays that happened earlier and still been great games.
Right.
I mean, that's the thing about it. It was like, that was a remarkable comeback. Oh, my God, they just came back on the comeback and then again on the comeback. I mean, it was like two or three in each of those games worth of comebacks that would have been great on their own.
And that's why sports is so special.
It's the last must-see live TV event going, right? That's it.
Yep.
Yep. And I just applaud the NFL for putting out a great product. I'm not crazy about the NFL. But I got to admit, that was one of the most entertaining weekends of my life.
Okay, there you have it. We'll get to other things, including what everybody else was watching and people who could care less because they were literally doing the Ozark binge as it was finally back on Netflix. We'll get into that a little bit. No spoiler alerts, not going to give anything away. I've got a lot to talk about. We have literally... Ray Donovan, the movie, is available on Showtime. How did I miss the... It's been out for a couple of weeks.
I'm not watching it because I'm not caught up.
What are you waiting for? You had a pandemic to catch up on things. There were people that watched for seven seasons one of the best shows on television with one of the best ensemble cast on television. And the Showtime basically just said, we're not renewing it. Right in the middle of the best season I think they've had since the first couple, you know, at the end of that. And there was just so many things left hanging that it was like a huge disappointment to the producer, the showrunner, the stars, that they decided to make a two-hour movie just to come back and finish it for the fans, which hardly ever happens.
And they've got to learn to do that because people, if you don't give a complete narrative, people will not go back and watch the old stuff. Game of Thrones has lost hundreds of millions of dollars based on this premise alone. If they would have just finished it better, people would be talking about
it. Well, they did finish it, though. I mean, that's apples and oranges.
Right.
But my point is this happens all the time where you're invested in something, you wrap three or four seasons worth, and then they just make a decision to cancel something, and it all just gets left hanging, and you don't get any closure, right? They did this with the Ray Donovan, the movie is what it's called. It's on Showtime. It's available on demand if you have that. And it absolutely goes back and completes all the circles and then comes forward and puts an exclamation point on the entire thing.
Nice.
and I'm not going to give you any spoilers because the ending is unbelievable and completely out of left field. I mean, as far as what you're expecting to happen. John Voight and Liev Schreiber, I mean, they have done some of the best work. That show is just unbelievable. It really is. And I was so happy. I watched it over the weekend. And I'm like, oh, crap, I forgot all about this. And it came out like January 12th or something. And I went back and got it. And it's worth every bit of it. I mean, all of the mysteries solved, all of the backstory filled in, and an end.
Nice. That's all you can ask for.
Yes. I mean, I was grateful as a fan. I'm like, I'm so glad. This cost them probably a lot of money, but a 2 hour, you know, they gave me my 2 hours and they gave me my closure. Because I invested 7 years with them. We'll take a break for stories and news. We get back here right after this.
This is Shiler with your stories now. The Department of Children and Family Services will be the subject of a hearing in the Illinois House, but not until Friday, following a week of Republicans demanding the Democratic majority hold public hearings on problems with DCFS. Democratic State Representative Camille Lilly announced a hearing for January 28th. DCFS was recently found in contempt for holding children in hospitals when they were approved to be with families. More than $111 million has been distributed to support certain small businesses across the state. The Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity announced the total distributed funds for nearly 3,000 different businesses in 300 cities across the state. That's in addition to $290 million distributed to 9,000 businesses in 98 communities as part of last year's business interruption grants. There's a new executive director for the Illinois State Board of Elections. The agency announced Bernadette Matthews will take on the role. She served as assistant executive director since 2017. The board also announced a new member, Tanya Genovese, was appointed to fill the vacancy created after the death of board member William Hain in August. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
Foster. Fox confirms President Biden is considering a plan to send more American troops to Eastern Europe because of Russian troops on the Ukraine border.
There could be additional troops sent from NATO countries. A warning to Russia's President Vladimir Putin not to try to move into any other neighboring countries. And the U.S. State Department is also ordering the departure of non-essential personnel from the American embassy in Ukraine. The State Department is also warning U.S. citizens against travel to Russia.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Five men and a woman are found dead in a home in Milwaukee.
At this time, the motive and information regarding any involved suspects is not known to us right now.
Assistant Police Chief Paul Formola. Attorney Michael Avenatti, accused of swindling $300,000 from Stormy Daniels, goes on trial today in New York. She claims he stole money owed for her book, claiming an affair with former President Trump. America's listening to Fox News.
Join the nursing team at Memorial, where your care makes a difference. If you're passionate about your patients, career, and community, see why Memorial means more. We offer competitive salaries, benefits, and a great team-oriented environment dedicated to seeing you thrive. Great health and great nursing careers start here. Visit jobs.memorial.health to see all Memorial Health has to offer. Memorial is an equal opportunity employer. Do you want a chance to positively impact the community and grow your career? If you've got the passion, Memorial is the place. Right now, Memorial Health is hiring for a wide range of positions across multiple departments and clinic areas. Apply your passion today. Visit us online at jobs.memorial.health to see all available positions, benefits, and more. Come discover all the things Memorial has to offer. Memorial is an equal opportunity employer.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today we have a slight chance of rain and snow before noon. It's going to be mostly cloudy with a high of 40. And tonight, cloudy with a low around 9. For Tuesday, sunny with a high of 20, but wind chill values as low as negative 3. And then Wednesday, sunny with a high back up around 20. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 27 degrees. Your WSOY time is 6:33.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We are back here on a Monday. Hope you're having a great start to your day. Excuse me. Kevin Berhaney in the studios, tonight's First Mid-Monday Soy City Buzz. We'll get to that here in just a little bit. You were telling a story off the air. I it's so funny. Kevin doesn't watch Yellowstone, and I'm a huge fan. 1883 is the – it's not even a prequel. It's a couple of generations back about how the Duttons ended up in Montana via wagon trail. It's really good, but it wasn't on last night. It, you know, so they Paramount, unlike Netflix, when they drop a series, they give it to you 1 week at a time, right? Whereas like Ozark comes out, you get all seven episodes. They're all right there ready to go. Now that's fine, except they're like five episodes in and they've already missed 2 weeks in between some of those episodes. And I saw last night they were a huge sponsor of, Paramount was all over the Jim Nantz, Tony Romo, Bills, and Chiefs game. And it makes me wonder, you know, are they, you know, are they playing games with not wanting to compete with themselves?
Like, sure.
But I think that
that's
is
obvious.
Okay, but that's crap, because if you put it up to stream, I can watch it today. I could watch it before the game. I could watch it. It's not that I have to watch it the same time as the game. I just think that some of these big companies are missing the audience thirst in playing games the way they used to play it, about we'll give you what you want when we want.
You know what I know?
Does that make sense?
It does, but I mean, the same person can't be watching both things at the same time.
But if it's available for stream, 1883 is available on Sundays, meaning at like 12:01 midnight, you can stream it. It's not on at 8 o'clock at night. It's not on at 7 o'clock at night. It's available for stream every Sunday when the new episodes come out, meaning anytime you want to go to it. It's not like you sit at night and go, at 7 o'clock, we got to turn on Paramount to watch 1883.
Right, but some people only have like 3 hours. Okay. Or, I mean, that's
fair enough. I'm just wondering, I don't get the, if we're going to give them out to you once a week and then five episodes in, we've already missed 2 weeks of doing that.
When will they release it? Now today? Probably?
No, it comes out next Sunday.
Okay.
So I know you say okay, but I mean, it just seemed weird. They were all over the game advertising Paramount when the biggest thing on Paramount wasn't available and was supposed to be.
I see what you're saying, but it's there. It works. They have a captive audience. You'll watch it when they give it to you.
Okay. I think that theory will be proven to be wrong as we move forward, when people want what they want, when they want it, how they want it, not the way they want to give it to you or force it to you or not give it to you because they want you to watch a football game. First of all, I don't think that it's an either or thing.
For some,
I mean,
sure
I watched all four football games and managed to watch Ray Donovan and whatever else in between the football games.
Some people don't have that time.
Okay. I think it's bad. It may not even be, it could have been COVID, could have been delays. I don't even know why. I just think if your model is we're going to give you one of these every week and 5 weeks in, you've already missed two of those weeks. People start to go, what the hell?
Sure. I mean, that's valid.
All right. Well, you were saying?
Well, with regards to Paramount, what I noticed yesterday in the commercials, they're promoting the big NFL show, the weekly NFL show that's always been on HBO with JB and Sims.
Inside the NFL.
Inside the NFL.
Yeah.
They're saying it's exclusively on Paramount.
It has been for a year or two.
So it's not no longer on HBO?
Yeah, it moved from HBO to something and then to Paramount.
Oh, Showtime.
Showtime. Yeah,
CBS owns Showtime.
Yes.
So it was on Showtime. That it's no longer on Showtime?
I don't think so. I think it's just in the Paramount app because I've watched some of it this year.
That's a great show.
It used to be a great show.
True.
It's not as
obviously if they move.
I mean, it was a great show. Like when I was a kid, you know, when it started on HBO, because you didn't have 17 NFL shows. I mean, now on a Sunday, like to Nick's point earlier, I mean, you know, geez, can I watch a little more NFL? How many shows are there?
I mean, you could tune in. We start when I start making food for Sunday games, 10 a.m. They're well into it. They've been going all morning.
NFL Network starts at like 1 a.m. I mean, it's like an 18-hour marathon.
NFL Network alone.
Yeah.
And then you got ESPN.
CBS, NBC, Fox, ESPN.
Nickelodeon now.
Yeah, that's a smart move. I think making you choose between the NFL and 1883 is not good. All right, so you don't watch Yellowstone. What is it? You got something about this that you don't like.
Well, I got a unique perspective because Jim Hubbard, who I went to work for 43 years ago, the reason why he hired me out of college is because he wanted to live his dream by owning a ranch in Montana. I thought, yeah, this won't last. Well, it did. And he went out there in the late 70s, and he started a ranch. He bought a ranch, and then he became a rancher from scratch solely because of his love for Louis L'Amour books. He read every one of them, and he wanted to be a Western ranch owner. So he went in the cattle business, and that's a tough business. I mean, it's a tough business. And he's going up against all his neighbors who were in it for generations. And they didn't like a guy from Illinois coming out there.
Of course not. That's the whole plot of Yellowstone.
Yeah, but they didn't try to kill him. And they just tried to put him out of business by by not helping him. Usually a neighbor, they didn't neighbor until they got to know him.
Yeah.
And then they eventually all got along. And he outsmarted everybody by outfitting it, elk hunting it, and dude ranching the ranch. And now he has four businesses out of his ranch instead of one. But it was all hammer and chisel. It was all through hard work. It was all through blue jeans and flannel shirts and dogs and cowboy hats and horses. And it wasn't all this money that you're seeing. I think that Ted Turner is more like what Kevin Costner owns. But your basic ranch out there is like farming.
Okay, well, that's exactly what the show is about. And it's clear that you have an image of the show that doesn't really match up to the actual plot of the show.
I saw two shows, and, you know, I don't know.
Okay, I've watched five seasons, so I got a little more experience in this.
Everybody loves it, but it doesn't mean it's real. Well, everybody loved Dallas.
Taylor Sheridan, who
in
is...
In Dynasty, okay, but was that true?
All right, Taylor Sheridan, who created the show... literally grew up on a ranch in Texas. I mean, the guy who created the show, this was his life. And he is, by the way, in the show, the guy riding those horses in an unbelievable way when you see that stuff. I mean, that is him. So the guy knows a thing or two about ranch life. And yes, they have the largest landmass, but that's the whole story of 1883 is how this family made their way to Texas from the South. Literally was Tim McGraw was on the Confederate side of the Civil War and took his whole family out west. And then they take a wagon trail to end up in Montana. So they're telling you the whole backstory. This isn't somebody who came in and just like bought land.
Yeah, but that's where the show picked up. The show started. Now, the 1883 one probably be more my speed.
Okay, you should give it a shot. It's really good.
I did, and everybody, all my kids love it.
Okay.
I didn't dislike it. I just, this is like watching Dallas, you know, or all the people that own oil companies like
JR. I think if you give it more than two whole episodes, you'll find out that it's not anything. Yes, is it drama like a soap opera, like anything of this type of show where you have characters and plot lines? Yeah, there's similarities there. But I don't think that there's anything about the Duttons that you think of them as like all they want to do is protect what they've always had, which is this land that their family has owned, you know, for generations.
Oh, it's entertaining. No doubt about it.
All right. You should give it a shot. What's coming up tonight?
I'm going to try, actually.
Well, you should. Yeah, good luck finding it. Where are the episodes available? Are they on Peacock?
Of what? I didn't. Are you talking about Yellowstone?
Yes. Yeah. Did you literally just quit listening?
Well, I mean, you watch it. That's why I was confused.
Well, no, I mean, I've watched, but he has to go back to season one.
The old stuff is on Peacock.
Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, we tried to decide where this was available because the new stuff is like through MTV. I mean, so going back and watching previous seasons, I'm not real clear because it's confusing.
Yeah, it's on Peacock.
Okay. You have Peacock?
I do.
Okay. Well, you should give it a shot.
I will do that. I got to start with Peacock. And then I'm not sure I got MTV. Where's that at?
It's crazy.
That's Paramount Plus also.
It's all of that is very confusing. I mean, this shows you how much the media landscape is changing just in the short life of this show, how it's all over the place. I mean, it really is. All right. So coming up tonight on the other side of the break, we'll give you a preview of tonight's Soy City Buzz on First Mid Mondays. And then we'll get a little into the Ozark series return. Ray Donovan, and then Billions came back last night, but no Bobby Axelrod. I don't even want to watch the show. He's done. He's not even going to be on it.
Yeah, I think that might ruin the show.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
What is it about, like, when one character who you don't even really like, right, but he is the main protagonist of the show?
What are they going to do with him?
Well, if you remember at the end of last season, he skipped the country, you know, to avoid jail with a couple of $1 billion and a plane landing, I can't remember where, someplace where there's no extradition. And I thought that would be the next plot line, right?
Maybe they'll circle back to
No, he's done. He quit.
Oh. All right.
I've never been so excited and disappointed in one day. Like, oh, Billions is back without Bobby Axelrod. Yeah, so it was like, oh.
Oh, one thing before we go to commercial.
Okay.
Did you see the John Hamm commercials about Netflix?
All
the stars on Netflix?
Yes, except for him.
I thought that was hilarious.
It was fun.
He had Tom Hanks on the phone.
Yeah.
Oh, you got two. Two shows. I thought it was.
What happened to John Hamm? I haven't seen him in anything for a while.
I got a feeling he's going to be on Netflix pretty soon.
Maybe. All right. Time
that
now
was creative.
It was creative. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
For the third year in a row, Millikan University has earned their ranking as the number one best regional college in Illinois from U.S. News and World Report. Millikan's innovative, hands-on approach to education, 97% graduate success rate, and their thriving student body are just the start of why they are consistently top-ranked. Millikan University is looking for the next generation of courageous and confident leaders to continue to set them apart year after year. Make it Millikan. Submit your free application for admission at millikan.edu/apply.
Celebrate the new year in style with new furniture and bedding from your Decatur Ashley Furniture Store. For a limited time, save up to 30% off or receive up to 5 years of 0% financing on all the latest styles in furniture and accessories for your home. $3 million of furniture and bedding are in stock and available for immediate pickup or delivery. Start the new year off with a good night's sleep on a new Tempur-Pedic mattress. Tempur-Pedic mattresses are the most highly recommended mattresses in America. Get your Tempur-Pedic mattress now and receive up to $300 in Ashley cash, or take a test drive on the all-new purple mattresses that have just arrived. Remember, 30% off for up to 5 years with 0% financing. Happy New Year from your Decatur area Ashley Furniture Home Store, located at 3705 North Water Street in front of Target. Ashley Furniture Home Store in Decatur. This is home.
When you're on the job, time is money. Get back to work faster when you buy online and pick up at your local Menards store. Simply order and pay for the materials you need on the Menards app or Menards.com. Then drive to your favorite Menards store and load up your materials or have it delivered directly to the job site. Save time and money when you order online with Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
We are back here on a Monday tonight at 5 o'clock. Soy City Buzz on First Mid Mondays. Kevin will be in. I'm assuming you're going to be in.
Oh yeah, and John will be back. We had a great show last Monday on Martin Luther King Day, but John took that one off. We had a full studio, so we probably didn't. He didn't have to be here for that. But this week will be great. We're going to have Brian James. He's still filling in for Tom. Tom's not doing well, so we just want to keep praying for him. So no Mac on sports, but we will have Brian James will be talking NFL. And Jamie Moscato, I saw her last week. She has got the coolest cards for sale at Giggles and at Brass Horn and other places around town. She's a female entrepreneur, has put together some really creative art and cute verbiage on cards, like greeting cards. And so she's going to be on to talk about those. We're also going to be having a Macon County's mental health Representative.
They have an unmet needs survey. We talked to Rachel last week, so Rachel Rodiger is going to be with you as well.
Yes, and she'll be talking about, there's a deadline like the 28th. So
coming up, yes.
So that's what she'll be talking about tonight.
All right, starting at 5 o'clock. All right, so.
And Mike Wilcott.
Mike Wilcott from the Devon Lake Shore Amphitheater.
Right.
Yes.
We're going to do the rundown of the entertainment, plus a little behind-the-scenes stuff on what's going on.
All right.
Hey, I heard you wanted to, or were giving recommendations to bring in an A group, a big group. That's what Sue told me.
No, it was, well, yes. Clay was on, Wednesday, Nick? Helped me reconstruct this conversation. He said they had been contacted by what he described as an A group, but then he said it was like $100,000, and Nick and I were like, well, that's not an A group, just knowing what A groups cost. But they're trying to, the reputation of the facility is out there in the music world, which is a way smaller world than most people realize, meaning people talk and they like the venue. And I think they're getting interest from people about coming, and they've got to figure out, how do we price something? Can we sell tickets at a high enough cost to cover the cost of bigger bands?
Yeah, I think to have one or two a season of that level would be pretty good. I mean, Kool & the Gang had a cost them pretty close to $100,000.
I would think so, yeah. So maybe he meant even higher than that. I don't know. But people have to be willing to pay for it. You know, you can't get, you know, a half a million dollar band and sell $20 tickets.
Math doesn't work.
No, it, well, not that we care about that as a society anymore, but yes, you're right. No, the math doesn't work. So Clay had mentioned that they're starting to get like just feelers from bigger bands about playing the venue. And yeah. My only was like, absolutely do whatever you can. Yes.
You might be able to get a discount if they're traveling between Chicago and St. Louis.
Yeah.
But I think last time I checked on a big band back on the 30th here for like Steely Dan, they were 350.
Yeah, and I wouldn't even call them a top group.
So then who, this, then like you say, $500,000 would be for very top.
I don't even know. Nick, you're in this world a lot more than I am. It's been a while. I mean, back when the celebration, as you said, when they were having their 30th, we were looking at ZZ Top and some of these others. I mean, they're big bands, but not people that are, you know, on the charts right now. I mean, it's got to be what, $1 million?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's all different configurations. Some of them are just renting the place out and they'll pay for the facilities and they'll charge what they want and do $1,500 VIP tickets for the front two rows, and but you're right. And then sometimes artists need to be in small markets to get the radio coverage, so they'll discount it so that they're in front of people and stuff like that. So the whole thing's been, you know, just kind of jostled. But like,
it's a moving target for sure.
That's exactly right. But like, dreams of somebody like a Lady Gaga is millions.
Oh, there's no, yeah. I, when he said that, A-list. I didn't go Lady Gaga in my head. I thought, you know, well, maybe there's a John Mellencamp, maybe there's a U2, maybe there's a, you know, somebody that's still a big name. But you see what they get for like private parties, and you just go, wow.
You just have to get like those asterisks, like routing is a big one. And then if there's some reason to be in the market, or hey, I grew up here. I mean, you need something to work out for it.
Absolutely. But the good news is, I mean, I think what's the place up north, the college that has the outdoor big grass lawn amphitheater kind of thing?
Tinley Park.
No, it's a college campus or it's a. It starts with an R. I'm drawing a complete blank. But if you look at their schedule, they do a little bit of everything. And there are four or five big acts that come, and those tickets are just a lot more expensive. And then they might do the symphony, you know, the next week, or they might do other things. I just think that you got to be careful what you ask for, because this community is notorious for wanting all of that and then wanting it dirt cheap.
I know Steve Miller Band was $300,000.
That's crazy. I mean, that's absolutely crazy.
That gives you an idea.
Yeah.
Well, when you do the math of what the potential earning is.
This is also pre-COVID.
Right.
These numbers we're talking about. You know, when, you know, for basically 2 years, a lot of these shows didn't happen. Mm-hmm. And now touring is the way, you know, a lot of these bands make their money, because people just aren't buying, you know, in the same way the music. So touring is more important to them as far as lining their pockets than it ever has been.
Yeah, correct. And one of the things that you said earlier is really important. you know, there's some talent agencies that I do graphic design for that have had multiple artists at the Devon and will probably have one or more every season because it's now in rotation. It's like we had a great time there. The people, you know, the crowd was good. The money was good. Everything went as advertised. Let's see. Here's who we're representing this year that has dates available. Let's see if we can make it happen. So they are definitely on the scene.
Yeah, absolutely. So and I think you will get a reputation of like, man, this is a really cool venue. The vibe, all of that. I mean, and if you mentioned earlier, I'm traveling between St. Louis and Chicago, or I'm playing in Nashville and, you know, whatever. You're going to see more and more of that.
That would really be exciting. I think what those fellas and gals are doing down at the Devon is everything we'd hoped that they would do when this whole idea came up and Howard invested all that money.
Absolutely. Well, we have a lot to get to here today. Coming up at the top of the hour, the mayor will be with us a little later today. We have St. Mary's folks coming in. You know, they partnered up with the Decatur Leadership Institute. We're going to give you all of the insight into that. And then a little later in the program, because it's Monday. And I feel like it's been a long time that, like, we've only been off 2 days, but it feels like it's like a week. Is that because of all the football?
Probably. There's a lot going on this weekend.
It just felt like it was a long weekend. But a little bit later in the program, we'll visit with, I don't know if Tupper's back, or I don't know if Tim Kaine's in for Tupper this morning. He was with us on Friday. We got a lot to get to here, a lot of ground to cover. All right, so can you tell the Paul Simon story, or is that like a secret?
Oh, no, it was a fun story. I was out selling insurance one day, and I always would randomly get phone calls from Jim Hubbard about this or that.
And I've only met Jim one time.
Oh, yeah, but that
he
was
came
a
back
fun
to,
time.
Like, do the anniversary, and we did 60. The show out there. And he's an interesting character.
Oh, yeah, he's very charismatic and powerful guy. He reminded me like the Kevin Costner figure on Yellowstone in a way. But he loves it out there in the West. He loves it up in those mountains. And one day he called me up, and he had this little, at the time, a little house off his lake. And it was a real quaint place. And he had a knock on the door, and he was making breakfast. He was by himself. He called me up. He said, "Hey, Kevin, have you ever heard of Paul Simon?" And I'm driving down the road. I go, "You mean the senator with the bow tie?" And he goes, "No, this little short guy said he's a musician." I go, "Paul Simon of Simon and Garfunkel, Jim?" "Yeah, yeah, I guess that's who it was." I go, "Yeah, I've heard of him." And I go, "Why?" He goes, "Well, I just had breakfast with him. He wants to buy my ranch. I told him it's not for sale, but if he likes pancakes, he can come in and eat breakfast with me." So he sat here, we ate breakfast and talked.
But he really didn't know who Paul Simon was.
No clue. No clue.
I mean, that is almost like impossible to believe. I mean, I believe it.
No, not from you, Jim.
How do you not know of in his age group? You know, if our intern Brian said he didn't know, I would go, "Yeah, you're right." But how in the world does that age of a guy not know Simon and Garfunkel?
Well, I guess he didn't bring up Garfunkel. He just said Paul Simon, but I brought up Garfunkel.
Well, I would say I would just suggest the age thing being the Simon Garfunkel, not that Paul Simon didn't go on to have a 40-plus year career after Simon and Garfunkel.
I know, and the reason why he was calling me wasn't to brag about it, was to try to get an idea who this guy was and that I think he had enough money to buy a ranch. I go, "Yeah, yeah," I said, "I think he's probably got it." I said, his wife is Carrie Fisher. She's in Star Wars. That's when he was still married to her.
Oh, man. All right. The mayor's going to be with us coming up here at the top of the hour. We have interesting things that we'll talk about, including numbers that are still. I know the storyline right now is that we are coming to a little bit of an end of this whole Omicron variant as a country, right? New York, Chicago, some of the bigger cities where it ran through rapidly. Here in Macon County, our hospital numbers are terrible. 16 people have died in the last 2 weeks. And the numbers daily are just getting worse. And so let's hope we're on the way out of it, but we'll get to that with the mayor. I mean, now it is a daily conversation about someone you know who's not doing well.
Yeah, I was at St. Mary's over the weekend visiting a friend, and He was waiting to get a room up on the sixth floor. They're so crowded, they got to wait for people to move out in order to move them. They wait in the emergency. Mm-hmm. It's a really, really tough situation. They did a terrific job.
And yet we sit here with 50% of our folks. There's like 86% of Illinois population has been vaccinated. In Macon County, that number is 50%. And has been sitting at 50 for a long time.
Yeah, and you know, people are coming down with COVID right and left. Everywhere I go, people have told me they've had it. Only a couple that I know have been hospitalized. But, you know, you get it, even if you get it for 5-6 days, you're sick. You're sick. And it's scary because you don't know if you're going to get through it or you're not.
We'll see you tonight at 5, Kev. All appreciate right. it. Kevin Verhaeghe, when we get back, the mayor of Decatur will be with us, Mayor Julie Moore Wolf, and we have a lot to get to before the end of the show, 1 hour in. Back with more right after this.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now. The Human Trafficking Research Lab at Millikan University is partnering with the Set Free Movement Macon County to host the 5th annual panel discussion for Human Trafficking Awareness Month entitled Human Trafficking Education. The panel discussion will be held on Monday, January 31st at 6 p.m. in the Bob and Debbie Johnston Banquet Room located on the third floor of the University Commons on Millikan University's campus. This event is free and open to the public. ADM has announced the opening of its Aquaculture Innovation Lab at the Animal Nutrition Technology Center in Decatur. This laboratory extends ADM's international research and development capabilities to a new region, building on its existing aquaculture research facilities located in Brazil, Mexico, and Vietnam. Illinois' Attorney General continues to...
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.